Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Network. I am Greg Sussman, joined today by our World Cup expert, the analyst, Chris Ventura. Chris, I know it's been a few days, but the money is rolling in right now for you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I've been doing well lately. I did have some hiccups along the way. I bet Poland. They lost. A very upsetting game. But I hit with Switzerland, Brazil. I made over $200 on that play. I also hit with Belgium. I took them at -2, +105, and made about $80 on that play because Belgium won 3-0.
All right, we're about a week into the World Cup. Where are you at right now? What's the number? How are we up? We down? What's the overall number?
Overall, I'm up like $125.
All right, we're up $125.
Yeah.
So if you're following along with Chris Ventura's picks on our show or on Twitter, are you posting your picks on Twitter? You should be, because they are that good. Follow him on Twitter at TheAnalyst15 because that's how we're going to make cash. Tomorrow, 3 games in World Cup play, and it starts at 8 a.m. with Denmark and Australia. That's 8 a.m. Eastern time. Who do you like there, Chris?
So with Denmark and Australia, this is a game I'm not sure if I'm definitely going to touch yet or not. I'm going to wait to see how these lines move. I want to see how people bet them. That's what I've been doing with a lot of these games. But Australia-Denmark's a pretty close matchup. You know, whoever wins this could likely get out of the group. They're both going to play hard. I mean, I think I'm going to go maybe lean more towards Australia. They looked better in their first game against France, where France luckily won 2-1, than Denmark. Denmark won their game 1-0, but Peru was dominating that game. If you watch that game, Peru was winning. That was one of the bets I lost because I had Peru. I don't think Denmark looked very good. So if I was to go anywhere, I'd go Australia. They're actually +337 money line. So it's not a bad bet. You put $50 down on that, you win, you know, triple your money and more. Or, you know, more on top of that, actually. But the games I do really like tomorrow, France-Peru, Argentina-Croatia. Two big games.
Other two games, the 11 a.m. one, the next game. France and Peru. France, one of the two teams that you picked to win the whole damn thing. What do you like about that game tomorrow?
So, yeah, so I want to put money on that game, but the problem is, you know, France is -178 to win that game money line. You could take it with the spread, but I'm not sure they'll win more than a goal and a half. I think the spread is -1.5 goals for them. So I did a two-team parlay again. I like these parlays. France, -178, and Argentina, who is +102 tomorrow.
So Argentina, a slight underdog against Croatia in the late game.
Right. Well, no, they're not an underdog. They're just +102. I guess they're thinking it's a possible draw because Croatia has actually better odds. So they're expecting Argentina to win, but this could really be a draw. This could really be a close game. And Croatia played well their first game, won 2-0 against Nigeria. So I did the parlay. I put $100 down to win 215. So it was +215 for that bet. I think France and Argentina take care of business, especially considering Argentina drew with Iceland. They're in urgency mode at this point. They need to win.
So I think if you look at it on the surface, you see Argentina, you see Lionel Messi, and you're like, all right, Argentina's definitely going to win. We probably felt that way again in the game against Iceland, although we told you Iceland's a team to watch. And then against Croatia, they're in desperation mode, as you said. I like the Argentina pick, and you parlay it up with Spain. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and, you know, that first game, I told you, I didn't touch the Argentina-Iceland game because I knew Iceland was a scary team. I wanted to see how they played. You know, Argentina doesn't have the greatest defense. They're not an overall well-rounded team, but obviously they have Messi. And so far, Ronaldo looks like the better player than Messi. I mean, Messi missed that penalty. Well, he didn't convert it, let's say. But I think they get it done here. They need this win to advance out of the group. They got to get out of this group, otherwise it's a really upsetting World Cup for them. And I think Messi has a big game. So we're going to go Argentina-France. It's a good parlay to make. If you do want to go with an individual game, I do think France -1 +105 is not a bad bet. I could see France pulling this one out 2-0 or 3-1. So, and even if it was 2-1 or 1-0, you got to push.
It's the goal and a half differential in that France-Peru game. I misspoke earlier. The parlay is France and Argentina. Of course, Spain played yesterday. And in regards to that Messi-Ronaldo conversation, 4 goals thus far in the World Cup. Cristiano Ronaldo, it's been a fantastic World Cup for him and for Portugal thus far. All right. That's going to do it for us today. For Chris Venture, the analyst, I am Greg Sussman. We'll be back tomorrow with more World Cup picks to get you ready for the weekend. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. We'll